Blackstone Audio presents The Mistress of Nothing by Kate Pullinger. Part 1. Life. Chapter 1. The truth is that to her, I was not fully human. I was not a complete person. And it was this thought, or rather this lack of thought, that compelled her, allowed her to act as she did. She loved me. There's no question of that. And I knew it, and had felt secure in it. But it transpired that she loved me like a favoured household pet. I was part of the background, the scenery. When she entertained, I was a useful stage prop. She treated her staff well, and I was the closest to her. I did everything for her in those last years. I was chosen to accompany her on her final, long journey. But I was not a real person to her, not a true soul, with all the potential for grace and failure that implies. My error was not to recognize this, to not understand this from the very beginning. When I did wrong, I was dismissed. I was no longer of use to her. No, worse than that. I was excised, cut out, as though I'd become part of her dreadful disease, a rotting, malignant supernumerary limb that needed to be got rid of. So I was amputated. I was sent out into the world, a useless lump of flesh and bone, cast off from the corporeal body. But that's too much. That's too dramatic. I'm not given to drama, though my situation called for it. The truth is that she hated me for being happy. She hated me for finding love, when love had deserted her. She hated...